Good morning and welcome to Biblical Truths, the daily radio broadcast of Fellowship Baptist Church in Fairmont, West Virginia, home of Calvary Christian School. I'm Pastor Bob Shaw, interim pastor at the church. Thank you for joining us. Our text this morning is found in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Now we'll deal with the second part of that verse tomorrow, but today we want to look at the first part of this verse. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." This week we've been dealing with the question, what is a Christian? Yesterday we said that a Christian is one who first of all acknowledges his problem. That problem, according to the Bible, what God says, is sin, and that he is a sinner. Again, God affirms that truth in his word in Romans 3:23, where he says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So the Christian is one who secondly acknowledges that there's a penalty for his sin, that there is a penalty for the problem. And that penalty is spelled out for us in his word. The wages of sin is death. But the question is, what is wages? So if you have a job this morning, perhaps you're headed there, you're working for pay or for wages. So when your employer pays you, whether he pays you weekly or biweekly, every 2 weeks, whatever the case might be, he gives you a check or he credits your account in the bank with what you have earned. So you receive what you've earned, hopefully. And what you have earned is the money that he's paying you. So God says, when it comes to our sin, that there's wages for that sin. In other words, what we earn or receive for our sin is death. The wages of sin is death. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, God warned Adam when he put him in the Garden of Eden that he had access to eat of any of the tree of the garden except one. That was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said to Adam, "In the day you eat thereof, you will surely die." Death. We don't like to think about death or talk about it. However, it's a very real thing. It's a very real part of life. Adam and Eve, when they ate of that fruit, died immediately spiritually. So what does that mean? Well, again, the verse we read yesterday, Isaiah 59 verse 2 says, "Your sin hath separated you from God." So death is separation. And as soon as Adam and Eve ate that fruit, they died spiritually. Physical death set in, but they died immediately spiritually. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." So everyone is dead spiritually because of our sin. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. So physical death is separation of the spirit from the body. The spirit goes out to meet God, but the body goes into the ground or in some cases is burned up. Adam and Eve eventually did die physically, as we all will. But the Bible also says there is a second death, which we need to be concerned about. That second death is talked about in Revelation chapter 20, verse 14 and 15, where God says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Now that's a pretty bad news to end on. However, there is good news. There's been a payment made for our sin. And remember, Paul said in that verse, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I trust you'll tune in tomorrow to get the good news. But in the meantime, thank you for listening today. And let me encourage you again, if you are listening, to let us know by simply calling or texting us at 362-8315. Until then, hope to see you again tomorrow.